SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connection and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
I can only ever help but feel optimistic, despite the fact that the world is dominated with conflict and difficulty, but I think there was a pathway through for Australia.
From SBS Examines, I'm Nicola McCaskill. SBS Examines is here to dispel myths and disinformation affecting social cohesion.
I, Samantha Joy Mostyn, do solemnly and sincerely affirm and declare that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to His Majesty, King Charles III, his heirs and successors, according to law.
On the 1st of July this year, Her Excellency the Honourable Sam Mostyn was officially sworn in as the Governor-General of Australia. She's the nation's 28th Governor-General and the second woman to hold the position. SBS Examines sat down with Her Excellency at the Foundation of Ethnic Communities Council Conference in Brisbane and discussed social cohesion, King Charles's first royal tour as monarch, and her vision for Australia. Governor-General, thank you so much for joining us today. In your swearing-in speech, you spoke about the importance of optimism and unity for the future of Australia. But research shows we are seeing increased division and some fractures to social cohesion in our communities. How can we build social cohesion during this very challenging time?
I get to go to communities where I see the very best of social cohesion. I meet often with young leaders from multicultural communities who have a very clear-eyed vision of what is essential for cohesion, and it comes down to inclusion and respect, the way we conduct conversations, the way we disagree without falling into rancour and violence and disrespect is one of the most important things that I can do and that any person in a position of public office must do. We can convince ourselves that we're becoming less socially cohesive, or we can look optimistically at those that are teaching us that to care for one another, to carefully listen to one another's difference of opinions, and to engage respectfully and with a deep sense of inclusion.
There remains concern around social cohesion. What challenges have you observed?
I get to see and observe in my role, if we lose the capacity to care, if we lose the capacity to reflect deeply on what has made us strong, then that would be a worrying trend. It's about focusing on the things that have made us strong and caring enough about the way we conduct ourselves to ensure that we don't allow, the tropes of division to drive an outcome that none of us in Australia would enjoy or see as positive for the country.
Care is a consistent theme for the Governor-General and central to her vision for a modern Australia. She took the opportunity to speak on her vision of care during her swearing-in ceremony in her first address in the role.
Care has a deep and resonant place in our Australian identity. Care is that gentle thought and the outstretched hand that Australians have always been ready to share when great challenges present themselves. Care is the quieter, better part of ourselves. If I can capture in a few words my aspirations for our country, I believe that these testing times call for an unstinting focus on kindness, on care, and on respect.
I'd like to ask you a bit more about the concept of care. What does the care you envision look like in our communities?
It's a commitment to caring for one another, caring for those that care, but caring for our civics and institutions, and caring for the way we conduct ourselves in the tough discussions and conversations that we're having as a country and that come from all around the world, of course.
SBS Examines is focused on dispelling misinformation, and I wondered if you think there are some misconceptions or misunderstandings around the role of civics in Australian society.
We are such a fortunate country, gifted with so many advantages, that I think complacency is a big issue. And so I would like most Australians to reconnect with the institutions that make us significantly stronger than often we realise. The extraordinary power we have with the combination of 65,000 years of culture from First Nations people shared so generously with us, combined with the British institutions that give us our constitution, our Westminster system of government, compulsory voting, and an independent electoral commission, and then the great multicultural migrant story, refugee story of the last half century or more. And I worry that for many Australians, they've given up on understanding that we have a constitution, that we have a series of principles that underpin the security of the nation.
As the Governor-General, you're the representative of His Majesty King Charles III in Australia. What is the role of the monarch in modern Australia? And is it changing?
We have a system that has its history with a link back to monarchy, but a Governor-General that is chosen by an Australian Prime Minister. I am very proud of the fact that I am the King's representative, but I know that my role is very much in our constitution and in the executive powers, and I exercise those functions with a very clear mind and heart about what Australians expect of their Governor-General. I think when you have an optimistic modern king who wants to come back to Australia for his first time as King of Australia to hear the story of great success that is uniquely Australian and emanates from Australians. I think that's one of the great opportunities in my role, but it's also one to remind the country that this is where a lot of the stability of our system emanate from, our constitutional monarchy and the fact that we have such a free and open democracy.
Finally, next year will mark the 50th anniversary of the Australian Honours. This includes awards like the Order of Australia. How can we ensure these awards are inclusive and reflective of our diverse communities?
These awards and honours are open to everybody. Anyone who is doing remarkable things in our community should be nominated. So I would encourage people watching this interview to think about the people in community who should be receiving these honours and awards. It's not a very diverse group historically, but it lends itself, the whole system lends itself to honouring those who have achieved remarkable things, either at the very highest level of their professions or in the most incredible volunteering roles or community building. And I look forward to, during my term as Governor-General, to seeing that change quite significantly so that we can celebrate that 50th anniversary with something that represents the Australia that we are today and where we're heading in the honours and awards system.
Governor-General, thank you so much for your time.
It's my pleasure.
This episode was produced and presented by Nicola McCaskill, with additional production by Rachel Knowles.